The new book, The ABCs of Parenthood, an alphabet of parenting advice, follows the popular ABCs of adulthood format for new parents. For each letter of the alphabet, a mini essay offers parents advice on the perils and joys of parenting for raising well-adjusted kids. Each letter is paired with a photograph that encapsulates the letter and piece of advice. Deborah Kopakin is the author of ABCs of Adulthood and a New York Times best-selling author. Her writing has appeared in The New Yorker, The New York Times, The Nation, and The Financial Times, and it's a pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
What brought the book to be? What is the message that you wanted to say and how the project came about?
You know, the project really came about with my friend Randy Palumbo, who's the artist and writer who I worked with, because we had just sent our kids off to college, and we thought to ourselves, what mistakes have we made, and how could we keep others from making those same mistakes? Really, it was nothing more substantial than that. But then when we actually sat down to write the book and to sort of contemplate what each letter could be, we started with A for acceptance. And really, if you take away every single other letter in the book and just leave A, that's what this book is about. It's about mindful parenting. It's about accepting your child for who they are. You know, so many books and so much parenting advice is about how to create the uber child, you know, get that child into the best college, get them into the best school, how to improve your parenting, how to improve your child. It's all about improvement, improvement, improvement. And this really is a lot more Buddhist in nature. It's here's your kid and here are you. You are two human beings on earth. Let's try to find out who that child is and how you can best guide them to be the best him or her or they, whatever pronoun you want to use. And it really is about accepting your child.
In that acceptance and in starting this project, did you know you always wanted to do an alphabet book in the sense of being put into that construct of this is how we're going to form this story?
So the whole series, there's an earlier book in the series called The ABCs of Adulthood, and that started when my first child left for college, and it was literally just a letter I was writing him, and I was sort of keeping a dossier of ideas that I wanted to tell him, little bits of advice that I feel like, oh, in 18 years that I've had him, I forgot to tell him this, and I didn't tell him that, and this is just a letter I wanted to write him as he headed out into the world. And when I tried to organize those little bits and pieces of advice, I thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool to do this as an alphabet? That way it's not too much, not too little. 26 pieces of advice, that's just about enough. That's just about as much as you want from your mother, right? When you're 18-year-old male. So, yeah, Mom, thanks a lot, right? So I wrote this letter to him, and I put it into an alphabet. And then I ended up publishing it. I was working at an online publication, which is no more, called Cafe.com. which then became the mid.com and then sort of died a sad and horrible death. But when it was cafe.com, I sort of posted that letter up there and it sort of spread like wildfire. And my agent and Chronicle Books thought, well, this is a good idea for a book for adults heading, you know, a child who's graduating high school or college. Wouldn't it be cool to hand this to them? And then the idea for the photographs grew out of the fact that I was trained as a photographer. I used to be a war photographer for many years. And it's one of those skills that when you're writing books or when you're shooting photographs, you have to kind of be an either or. You have to either be the photographer or the writer. And anytime anybody asks me, even the IRS, who are you? I often will say writer who's photographs or photographer who writes. But this one sort of allowed both Randy and me, who is also a photographer and artist, to kind of create this written and photographic book.
Talk a little bit about the power of telling the story of the ABCs and certainly the ABCs of parenthood, using the words, but obviously using images as well.
Images, I mean, you know, the old chestnut, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So let's say, for example, in the book, The ABCs of Parenthood itself, the opening letter, the A is for acceptance, is an apple that my friend Randy had found. And the apple's a deformed apple. and the deformation is in the shape of an A. And when he shot that apple, which he grew on his roof of his art studio, I just thought, oh, that's brilliant, because it really does say what the text says in an image. It's a deformed apple. It's beautiful all the same. And, you know, most alphabet books for kids begin with A is for apple. So it just seemed kind of the perfect distillation of all that we were trying to say about acceptance. Here's a deformed apple. It's still beautiful. B is for boundaries. A friend of mine, Finn, had the idea to do this where I took two tennis balls, and I live in Inwood, which is a part of Manhattan that actually is quite green and leafy and has a park, and my bedroom windows actually look out on tennis courts. And so I took those two tennis balls and I shot them next to the boundary line of the tennis court, and that became the B. The two balls and the boundary line together became the B. And, you know, Y is for yelling, for example, was a chain with a lock on it, very rusty and old. And so the idea about, you know, Y is for yelling is don't yell at your kid. Don't holler at your kid. We are all guilty of this. But, you know, when you do holler, please get down on your knees and look that child in the eye and say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm human and I'm sorry and I should not have done that. But the idea of sort of this rusty chain with a lock was an expression artistically of keep out of this yelling thing, right? So in all of the letters, we tried to create a word picture that would match the words that we, you know, and each entry is only a page long. These are not long
right.
entries.
No.
Each, you know.
So ultimately, you see new parents using the book and enjoying the book. How? Your dream in having someone going the parental route of how they will
right.
of how they will use this.
You know, when I brought my first child home from the hospital in 1995, I remember distinctly thinking, "Wait, they're sending me home with this little baby? Like, I don't know how to deal. I don't know anything. Where's the instruction manual? Help!" And so, in a sense, I'm trying to create. Not an instruction manual. There's no instruction manual for parenting. And as we said, in J is for jazz. You know, parenting is jazz. Beethoven's Ninth is always going to be Beethoven's Ninth. You can have a set of musical notes that will tell you how to play Beethoven's Ninth, but there's no musical notes to tell you how to parent. And so parenting becomes this kind of jazz improvisation. So the book is supposed to aid in that improvisation, aid in your ability to be with your child and be able to riff on one another and respond to one another instead of trying to impose your will or have them impose their will on you. It's a conversation. Parenting is really a conversation. And therefore, you know, I want people to think about boundaries. That's something a lot of us don't think about until we're much older. I mean, you know, if you're Harvey Weinstein, you're not thinking about them at all. But boundaries are incredibly important in all human relations, not just the parent-child, not just the child-parent, you know. And that goes everything from don't enter the bathroom when your child's going to the bathroom to the child should not come into your room when you're going to sleep at night. And it's also emotional boundaries as well. When the kid comes home from school and you say, hey, how was your day? And that child sort of looks at you and says, I really can't talk about it right now. Respect that. You know, we have to all respect each other's kind of emotional and physical boundaries. And so with each letter, I was trying to create a template of, here are some of the mistakes I made, and here's how you could do better. H is for helicopter. You know, all of us at some point have been guilty of sort of hovering too much. And the idea of not being a helicopter parent, of allowing your child to fall, to fail, to be their own person out in the world while you don't hover over them, but maybe stand in the, I want to say, you know, sort of behind the stage and watching, but not hovering and being on stage with them. This is your child's life, and you should let them live it, and you should let them experience failure in a way.
The name of the book is The ABCs of Parenthood, an Alphabet of Parenting Advice. It's created by Randy Palumbo and Deborah Kopake. And Deborah, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. Best of luck with the book, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is The ABCs of Parenthood, an Alphabet of Parenting Advice. The book is published by Chronicle Books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.